We know Muhammad Ali's passion for humanitarian issues spanned decades and crossed international borders. But here's something you might not know. In the final months of his life, Ali tried to help free an American journalist imprisoned in Iran. I'm talking about this man, Jason Rezaian, the Washington Post Tehran bureau chief who was convicted of espionage in an Iranian court last year in a closed-door trial. Just after his conviction, while Jason was holed up in an Iranian prison cell, Muhammad Ali issued a statement directly to Iran, the bottom line message, release him. In it, Ali wrote, quote, "To my knowledge, Jason is a man of peace and great faith, a man whose dedication and respect for the Iranian people is evident in his work. I support his family, friends, and colleagues in their efforts to obtain his release." Well, Jason Rezaian joins me now for his very first interview since his release. Jason, thank you for taking the time today.
Thanks for having me on, Jim. I really appreciate it.
I want to ask you first just how much this statement meant to you, this statement of support, this call from your release from Muhammad Ali.
I'm just getting chills as I read that again. It meant so much to me at the time. My wife came to visit me, which she was allowed to do fairly rarely, and she told me this, that Muhammad Ali had made this statement. And I can't tell you, I can't express in words how much it meant to me, continues to mean to me. There were so many calls for my release, so much support, but getting the support of the champ touched me in ways that just still ripple through my life.
So Jason, you say that the prison guards actually found out about Ali's statement of support and they started treating you differently?
Yes, I mean, the statement was covered in the Iranian press, as so many things about my imprisonment were, and they started treating me in a better way, and I think it brought some doubt to them about the charges against me, and you know, along with that, my spirits were really lifted, and I felt empowered in a way that nothing else lifted me throughout that time.
It's incredible that statement from so far away could reach you inside that prison cell so many thousands of miles away. I wonder if you could describe, you spent a lot of years living in Iran, just how important Muhammad Ali was as an American Muslim, an American Muslim leader, how important that was in bridging our world with those of a Muslim country like Iran.
Well, I think as he was in so many different countries, Muhammad Ali was somebody that the Iranian people were really drawn to, had been for many years as a sportsman, but also as a Muslim and somebody who was doing great charitable work throughout his life. And he was everybody's champion, just like he was here in America and around the world. Yeah.
So, Jason, you were in that Iranian prison cell until your release for some 545 days. This is the first chance we get to talk to you. I know a lot of folks back home just would like to know simply, how are you doing?
Better and better every day. I appreciate the support of everybody throughout the world and back here in the United States. It's just great to be home. And I'm in the process of readjustment. It'll still take some time. But by and large, I'm feeling really good.
Well, we know you're a Warriors fan, so we'll root for them as well to help you along the way. Most importantly, thanks for taking the time, and we're glad to have you home.
Thanks so much for having me on, Jim.